Haggai chapter number 1. Haggai chapter number 1. The Bible says, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord unto Haggai the prophet, unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, and the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie in waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye. Now notice he's saying, ye. Ye clothe ye, you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste. And ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, upon cattle, and upon all labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Joshedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the 24th year of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. Now we preached last Sunday morning, on the book of Amos, and we preached on this thought, standing with God. Amen. I'm not talking about just standing for God, but I'm talking about what we preached on was standing with God. Amen. We need His help. Praise God. He wants to use us. So what we got to do is realize that our standing, if we're going to stand today, we need to stand with God. But I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help for just a little while, out of this chapter, on this thought, having courage, rise up and build. Amen. Having courage, rise up and build. As we see this taking place, you know the story, what's happening here. The Bible says that Israel was taken into captivity. They was taken to Babylon, where they were held for 70 years. And after a point of time of 70 years that God said they would be there in bitter bondage, I praise God that they begin to release them out to go to Jerusalem and to build again. And they go to that small remnant. They go up. You know the story. Nehemiah and Ezra, Amos and Haggai, they tell us of what took place. And they go up to Jerusalem and they begin to build and they begin to set forth that God would have them to do. And they begin to look for a place where they could build and where they could come together to worship a true and living God. That they was a small remnant with, and they went up to try to begin to build the temple, to begin to restore the worship of a true and a living God. I want to say today, I believe we all need to come together, amen, the house of God, as a people of God, to worship a true and a living God. He's not make-believe. He's not a spare tire, if you will. Praise God. He is the God of glory. And we can come this morning to worship Him. And if we worship Him, He said we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. It takes the truth of the Word of God to reach out, touch our hearts, to get us where we need to be. So what we see these folks go up there, and the presence of sin becomes real. I want to say today, sin is all around us. Everywhere we look is sinfulness. Amen. Everywhere we look today is just plain wickedness. Amen. People doing things that breaks the heart of God. It breaks God's rule. That makes God sad. Amen. I don't want to be one of those, do you? I want to be one of those that lift up the name of my Lord and live for Lord Jesus Christ, to Him alive in my heart, amen, so that I might see the power of an almighty God. But we see what happens here. We see how these people come. There are few people come, amen, in the presence of the same old sins as there, same ones as before. The Bible said they come to rebuild the temple, to restore the worship. But they come into a place of an adulterous people. They was intermarriage going on with ungodly people. Adulterous neighbors was everywhere. And they come along and they begin to just partake in all that. I won't say praise God. God calls for us to be a separate people. He said, come out from among you and be ye separate. You know what that takes this morning? It takes an incentive on you and I. We have to come out from among that the things that were, the things that we're doing, we have to be a separate people. Amen. You say, well, God's going to do that for me. I know God will help you to do that, but we have to settle in our hearts. I'm not saying in your mind. Your mind may think something, but praise God, if your heart is turned, it's settled it with God. God Almighty, through the Spirit that lives in you, will help you to do right. He'll help you to live according to this book. Amen. What they did, they went up there with a mind to build, but praise God, something happened. They got distracted. They got discouraged. I pray God, it wasn't long before they forgot their purpose. Amen. If we ain't very careful, it won't be long till we'll forget our purpose. We'll forget why we're here. Amen. Why are we here? Why didn't God just save us and take us on to heaven? Amen. I think sometimes it'd be good if God just save us, knock us in the head, and take us on. Amen. And while we're here, while we're ready, amen, while we're thinking on the thing, God, while we're in the right mind and the right attitude, God just said, but He don't do that. God saves us by His marvelous grace and leaves us here to be a help for somebody else, amen. But what they did, they got up there, and over a period of time, they begin to quit, but they begin to lose their focus, and they quit building on the wall. And so a period of several years goes by. Amen. If they quit, some say 14, some say 17. A period of somewhere between 14 and 17 years, they neglected their duties. Amen. They were supposed to go up there and build the temple of the Lord. Amen. For God's glory. Amen. That's why we come here. That's why we come to church and worship. That's why we go out in the highways and compel them to come in so that God's house can be full. We say, Preacher, Pastor Jeff, what are you doing? We're trying to build a something for the Lord. Amen. We're trying to get folks in, praise God, so they can be ready to go home with us when the homecoming comes. Amen. One day, in a little while, there's going to be an awesome homecoming. Amen. And we're going to be those that's born again, those that trust the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be there. But we have to have the courage, amen, praise God, to just rise up and begin to build, amen, for the glory of God. All of us are partaking. Every one of us is part. Brother Scott said in the lesson this morning, praise God, we're all part of that body. Amen. And we're every person is important. Down to the littlest pinky. Amen. That little pinky ain't little, praise God, if you need to do something for God. Amen. If you begin to do something, you begin to use your ability, amen, you'll find out if you lose your pinky, it ain't going to be long, praise God. You'll miss that little booger. Amen. Praise God. I want to say every one of you is important today. Every one of us is essential for the work of God. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, if somebody gives up, somebody quits, somebody don't keep pressing, there's going to be a little part that's going to be left out. Amen. Say amen or me. Amen. If you don't do your part, then there's going to be a little bit of something that's going to be left out. But praise God, I'm glad we can come together in one mind, one accord to do those things for the glory of God. But the Bible says they was few, they was poor, and they was harassed by the enemy. Amen. I think that categorizes about all of us. I don't believe there's anybody here that's rich. Amen. If you are, I won't borrow some money. Amen. I don't believe there's anybody here, praise God, that's arrived anywhere. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of people that's harassed by the enemy. He said, well, preacher, ain't nobody bother me. If the devil don't bother you, you're probably on his page. Amen. The devil's my enemy. He bothers me all the time. Amen. He'll try to get me to think those things that's contrary to God. He'll try to get me to say those things that's contrary to God. He'll try to get me to do those things that's contrary to God. Amen. He'll try to get me to break God's rules. Amen. And I know, praise God, all those things, it makes God sad. So I ain't doing it no more. Praise God. God's engraved that into my heart, praise God. You say, well, that's just a little kid's thing. Praise God, but it worked for me. Amen. I don't want to do anything to break God's heart, do you? The way I act, react, the things that I do, praise God, I don't want to break God's heart. I want God to help me, praise the Lord. So that they begin to lose their strength. They begin to get discouraged. Amen. They had lost their strength because they had lost their will. Because they had lost their joy. Amen. Where does joy come from? Joy comes from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Without joy, amen, that we don't have nothing. But when we get the joy of our Lord in our heart, we begin to get all the other fringe benefits that goes with it. The love and the peace and the happiness and all those things, praise God, that'll satisfy the soul of man. I don't know about you, my soul needs to be satisfied. But they begin to lose their strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So why they begin to lose their strength? They begin to lose their joy, the joy they had in the Lord. Why? Because they begin to be self-gratified. See, the people had lost heart in what they were doing. Amen. They'd become selfish because they become self-sufficient. Amen. They said, boy, look at what I've done. You ever do that? And, Lord, look at what I've got. I'll tell you right now, youngins, I ain't got a thing in this world. I don't have nothing. Everything I have is because of the good God of heaven who's reached down and give me all that I am. Even to the very fiber of my soul, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ has made me who I am. Now, I'm not perfect. Amen. Of course, you all know that. I'm not perfect, but praise God, I serve a perfect Savior, a perfect God. Amen. He's there, He's and He's given me my strength, praise God. But if we ain't careful, if we neglect the joy of the Lord, then we'll begin to lose our strength. We'll begin to lose heart. Amen. And we'll begin to lose our strength. I pray God. And what happened? You know why that happens? Look what he says in verse 9. He said, you look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts. Because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. So we see here what he said. He said, the reason you're struggling, the reason that you've lost your joy, he said, you got out of the house of God. You got away from that place, praise God, where you could be find substance and strength, praise God, where the joy would come in. Amen. You know what we're missing at the house of God? We're missing the joy of the Lord. We're missing what He comes, what the very essence of what He comes to give us. He gives us joy in His peace that we have in knowing Him and the free pardon of sin. Without that, we have nothing. But with that, we have everything, young and just born. Listen, children, we have everything we need in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The volume of the book, it's written of Him, praise God, and He gives us the strength that we need. He gives us joy to press forward a little while longer. Amen. Giving us that strength, praise God, from the Lord. But they begin to neglect the Lord's house. Wonder how many times things don't go our way or things distract us, and the first thing we do is we neglect the Lord's house. Amen. It's just amazing to me how the old things of this world hid, and we won't pack everything off on the devil. We say, well, you know, the devil made me do it. Hello? But I want to say that the devil is not everywhere all the time. He's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. God is. I think that's why I'm just going to side with Him. I'm going to stay with the Lord, praise God. He's there everywhere I need Him. Amen. But the devil's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere. We won't pack everywhere. Well, you know, the devil made me do that. No, you're just giving in to our stinking flesh makes us do things. Amen. But I won't say if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, there's a Spirit of God that lives inside you that'll guide you in the right direction. He'll give you a right purpose, a right plan, praise God, to line up with God's. Amen. Don't have to worry about missing the mark. Transgressing the things of God. That's what that is. That's missing the mark. How many times do you miss the mark? Just about every day. I'll say, well, all sin comes short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. We were born in sin. We inherited a corrupt body. Amen? But he said they were more interested, these folks had neglected the house of God. They were more interested in building for themselves. Hello? We have a whole society. Now, you listen to me. We have a whole society today, children, young people, that's worried to death, trying to build for themselves. Amen? I tell you, the most important thing you can do, young people, is build for Jesus. Build those things, praise God, that lift up the name of the Lord. Build those things down in your soul, praise God, that'll carry you into the portals of glory one day in a little while, so you don't have to worry about the future. You say, preacher, we worry about the future because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. Praise God, if you're born again child of God and you're living for the Lord, praise God, you know exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. The end result's already been told. Jesus said one day with a trump and a shout, He's going to call us out. Yeah. Amen. Call us to a place that He's prepared for us in the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about having courage, praise God, to rise up and build something, these last days. Something that's substantial, something that'll stand, something of significance, praise God, that we can inherit, that we can hand down, that'll be a heritage to our children. Think about our lives. Think about our means. Think about what we do, why we do it. Amen. There's a whole world that's watching. There's a whole world that's needy out there, praise God. And we need to be building upon a foundation, something that's sure and steadfast. Something that we can hand down. Amen. What we do, how we act and react, praise God. People's watching. He said they were self-interested, self-sufficient. They were selfish, if you will. And they began to build for themselves. But God would not allow that, and He sent punishment. Amen. Did you realize that God don't like selfishness? You know why? Because He's not a selfish God. Amen? He's not. But He says He begins to send some punishment. Verse 6, He says, you have sown much and bring in little. Amen. Praise God. He said, you eat, but you have not enough. He said, you've sown, said you're working, but you don't bring in much. He said, you're eating, but it's not filling up, it's not satisfying. He said, you're drinking, you're not being full of drink. He said, you clothe yourself. He said, but you find no warmth in it. He said, there's no confidence. He said, and he that earneth wages to put in a bag with holes. Amen. That sounds like the world we're living in today. Amen. We work and we work and we have, we work to have and we have, but then he said it's just like throwing it, putting it in a bag with holes. And as you're going down the road, all that's just falling through the holes. Amen. It's falling out. You work hard, but you can't find no joy in it. We see a perfect picture of that in Hollywood, don't we? We got them stars, and boy, they're making money, and they're making millions and millions, and they're drug addicts and alcoholics. They find no joy in what they're doing. You say, well, preacher, they're rich. Boy, I'd like to be rich. Praise God, I'd rather be rich in Jesus than have money untold. I'd rather have the Lord Jesus Christ living in my heart. Amen. Gives me that blessed hope. And the things I'll lay up in portals of glory that's guarded by God Almighty, that's kept for me for one day in a little while when I get over there. He said, I'll send punishment. Amen. He said, why saith the Lord of hosts? Because mine house that is waste, and you run every man into his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call upon the drought, the land, upon the mountains, upon the corn, upon the wine, upon the oil, upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, upon cattle, and upon all the labor of their hands. Amen. Say, amen. Like God already had it all covered. Amen. Amen. Praise God. These people were working with their hands. They was trying to do those things. They was working. Amen. But God said, I'm going to punish you. He said, the work of your hands will come not. He said, you'll not find no real joy in it. Amen. Now, I like to get out and do things. Amen. If I ever get to where I can't go and can't do, I won't last long. Amen. I got to be a going. I got to be a doing something all the time. But praise God, I'm glad that God give me an opportunity to do something. Praise God. I do it for the glory of God. I do it with joy in my heart. Hey, listen, Brother Chris, I go out every morning. I say, glory be to God. Thank God for this day that He's made. And He's allowed me to be a part of. Allowed me to enjoy. I come out with joy in my soul. I'm thanking the Lord for another day. Amen. We take a lot for granted, don't we? We assume there's going to be a tomorrow. But there may not be a tomorrow for you and me. Amen. We may go out of here today and before we get home, somebody run out in front of us. We run out of the road, crash into a big tree and go out into eternity. There was a young lady several years ago, and the Holy Ghost of God was dealing with her, and she was weeping and crying, holding on to a pew. And the preacher said, young lady, would you please come and ask Jesus to save you and give you that peace down in your soul? And she said, not today, preacher, not today. And she went out after church, after service, got in her car and went down the road. Hadn't even made it down a mile down the road. She just run out of the road, hit a big tree, and went out in eternity, lost without God. I won't say that's how close we are today. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that we can trust the Lord. Amen. Believe on Him, and that stuff becomes irrelevant, because either way, we're a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. She died, lost, and went out of here, went to hell, lost without God. But God said it didn't have to be that way. I mean, she could have accepted the Lord, but said they was a penalty, a punishment, because they rebelled against God. Amen. This people had to go through hardships because of indifference. Amen. I wonder how many folks are sitting in their fundamental independent Bible believing churches today. They're indifferent. Sit there twiddling their thumbs, say, oh boy, I'll be glad this is over. Amen. He's a preaching at them people again. Amen. Give it to them, preacher. Lay it on them. Amen. It's for you too. The Lord loves you enough that He's speaking to your heart. But the Bible said that because of their indifference, a hardship come upon them. He said their crops begin to fail. Amen. Their businesses went through a recession. Does any of this sound familiar? It happens around us all the time. Amen. Because of sin. Amen. Because of sin. Because, the number one reason, because they was neglecting the things of God. Because basically they were neglecting God's house. Amen. And God sent it to you because of sin in their life, because of neglect in their life. Amen. Praise God. God wants us, praise God, to be vigilant. God wants us to be working and doing those things. Praise God, bring glory to His name. God wants us to be a working on His house. Amen. You say, preacher, you're talking about this building, these grounds. Well, yes, that and more. God wants us to be a building, a people, a body of believers for His glory. He's wanting us to build, amen. He's wanting us, number one, to work on ourselves, praise God, so that we can give God glory and God can accept our praise. Amen. You know, it's hard to praise God with sin in your heart. Amen. We get rid of the sin in our life, praise God, and we can praise Him the way we'd like to. Amen. Praise God, we get loose then. Amen. We know hindrances, praise God. We can just turn loose, amen, to the things of this world. Say, glory be to God. Just bless me on purpose. And we begin to praise His name for it. Amen. But they begin to neglect the house of God. And you say, well, preacher, it don't really matter. I don't believe we have to go to church. Praise God, I won't say if you don't go to church, praise God, the devil will defeat you. The devil will beat you down. You say, hey, they say, I believe everybody in here that's been in this for a while can testify that you get out of church and you'll get out of the will of God. Amen. Amen. If you get out of church, you'll get out of the will of God. You'll start doing things that you know is not right. Amen. Because you don't have an influence in your life. We need an influence in our life that's bigger than this world that we live in. We need an influence in our life that's bigger than this flesh that we carry around every day. Amen. And that influence, Lord Jesus Christ, through the Spirit of God, it's helping our hearts. You say, what happens? Without the church, sin and vice comes into our life. Amen? Mm-hmm. It don't take it long either. Amen? The first thing you know, you'll do this or you'll do that. Well, a little bit won't hurt. Well, that's the biggest lie of the devil. You know, the devil's full of half-truths. He'll say, oh, just go ahead and do that. A little bit won't hurt. Amen. Let me just give you a definition of that. It's like taking cyanide. You know what cyanide is? It's a deadly poison. And taking that cyanide, that deadly poison, say, well, I'm just gonna take a little bit of it. A little bit won't hurt. You know, all it takes is a little bit and you're done. Yeah. Amen. But that's a lie of the devil. He said, just a little bit. But sin and vice comes into your life, praise God. And you know what the first thing we do? We forget the love of God. Hello? The first thing we forget when we get out of God, get out of His will, get out of the house of God, get away from the people of God, the first thing we forget is the love of God. And you know what happens when we forget the love of God? But Junior, we forget to love each other. We forget that love, praise God, that God wants us to have, not only for Him, praise God, but it'll trickle down, it'll come through us to those around us. Amen. You know why the world's so sinful today? You know why the world's so many lost today? Amen. Because the love of God is not in us, it's not going out. Amen. We need to be begging God. Amen. I'm talking about having courage, praise God, to rise up and build something in our own inner beings, in our own churches, in our own lives, in our own families, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. Haggai told him, he said, we need to rise up and build. So they began to rise up. Man, they began to take courage. The Bible says that they begin to be revived. Look at verse 12. It says, then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Josedech and the high priest with all the remnant of people obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God. And the words of Haggai the prophet, as their Lord God had sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord. What took place? Amen. There was a Holy Ghost revival started in that place. It was stirred up in God's people. Why? Because they began to believe God again. They began to seek God again. They began to see God again. Amen. You know what's happening in places all over America again? God's people are beginning to see God again. Amen. Begin to see Him, begin to visualize Him, begin to realize the aspect of God and godliness is real. Amen. It changes. It makes a difference. It changes lives for the better. Amen. The Bible said they were stirred up. Amen. In other words, the complacency was gone. If we ain't careful, we get complacent. We may come to the church. We may come to church every time the door's open, but we become complacent in our worship. We can become complacent in our attitude. We can become complacent in our work for the Lord. You know, if we ain't careful, we'll get to a place where we say, well, preacher, somebody else will do it. Somebody else can't witness for you. Amen? Somebody else can't live for you. Somebody else can't act this thing out for you. Amen? Praise God. Somebody else can't live your life for you. We have to live our lives for ourselves. So the Bible says that they was a stirring. They was a stirring up. They was revival. You know where revival come from? When we repent of our sins. Amen. When we say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner, people say, well, preacher, you know, I'm not really that bad. You're not really that good either. So we need to repent of our sins every day. Every day I ask, Lord, to forgive me of my sin. You say, preacher, you must be awful if you have to say that every day. Amen. Yeah, I'm just about as bad as you. Amen. I have to say every day, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I do it with a sincere heart. I say, Lord, forgive me. What we do? Now, true repentance. Now, I'm not talking about a worldly sorrow. Amen? I'm talking about a godly sorrow. Realizing I'm apt to think and to say and to do things, praise God, that'll break God's rules, man, and make Him sad. So because of that, I go every day and say, Lord God, please forgive me. I want to say, amen, hey, praise, because it wasn't exactly in line with You. I feel like I failed. I come short a little bit. And God, please forgive me what I'm doing. I'm saying, Lord, because with a godly sorrow, forgive me of that. Help me not to go in that, hey, listen to me, not to go in that direction no more, but to turn 180 degrees and go in a different direction. You can't get forgiveness of God as long as we're going in the same direction.
Amen.
That's not true repentance. That's a worldly sorrow. When we realize that we've broken the heart of God, we quit doing that. We ask God to help us with that. Amen. We can't do it. I'll just tell you for a fact this morning, you can't do that. You'll be right back to doing the same old thing tomorrow. But praise God, with the help of the Lord through the Spirit of God, we can ask God to forgive us. We can lay it down. Maybe turn away, turn our backs on it. Don't even look back on it no more and go a different direction and ask God to help us every day. The Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that's good for the use of edifying, may minister grace to the hearers. Amen. Praise God. If we could live by that. Every day say, God, help me today to take this wall of ivory and not say anything that hurt those that You died for. Amen. What a task. If we could just do that one task, it would change our lives and everybody around us. Hello? It would change my life. It would change yours. And everybody around us would be a little bit different. When we take and not say anything to hurt those that died through. He said, because by doing that, said, we grieve the Holy Ghost of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. Amen. What does it do? It breaks God's rules and makes Him sad when we do that. I don't know about you. I don't want to do anything to make my Lord sad. I want to be that make God glad. Amen. I want Him to smile upon me and say, well done, thy good, faithful servant. You know what to be a servant of God? Let me just throw this in here. In order to be a servant of God, you've got to put forth effort. We've got to put forth effort. Amen. It doesn't just happen. We have to trust. We have to trust the Lord. We have to read His Word. We have to allow God to take His Word and apply it to our heart. Worship Him in spirit and truth. Round the truth. The truth that'll make you free. Amen. The laws and the lies of the land wants to hold us back. It wants to bind us up. But He said the Word of truth will make you free. It'll break those bondages. Amen. Just listen. You can read this book. You can memorize this book till you know every dot, every I, every tittle, everything in it. But if we don't apply it to our life and live it and allow it to live in us, praise God, it's for naught. Let me give you an example. The Pharisees. They knew every law. They knew every book. Amen. The Pharisees and the scribes. Amen. They could pin her down line for line, line upon line, precept upon precept. But they didn't live it. They didn't apply it. They thought it was something for somebody else. I'm afraid in the world we live in today, we think it's for somebody else. But if we have courage, praise God, just rise up and build on the Word of truth as it moves in our hearts. Praise God, we begin to see. You say, preacher, how they do it? Because they begin to rise up and build. And they build upon the fear of God. Bible says as they begin to rise up, the Bible said that the people did fear before the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, why would they be a fear of God? It's a reverent fear. It's a reverence. It's a high respect for God. You know why we can live in sin and it don't bother us? Because we don't really reverence God like we should. If there's a reverence of God in our heart, we can't do the things we used to do. Amen? Because of a reverent respect for God. We don't do it no more. We don't go there no more. Amen? And Bible says here, said that if they had a fear of God, a reverent respect for God, they changed their minds, they changed their attitudes, they changed their walk, they changed the way they're living, they changed their actions before God. Their complacency began to have a work attitude again. They began to have joy, and joy brought the strength to rise up and build. Hey, listen today, you may feel weak, but I want to say when we're weak, Paul says that's when we're strong, because we can call upon the Lord. Amen. He'll move upon our heart. So in God, you say, well, preacher, does it make a difference? You repent, you do things, does it make a difference? Yeah, God responds. Amen. Listen at God's response. Verse 13, the Lord's message to the people saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Amen. They begin to rise up. There was a spirit stirred inside them. And they begin, what happened? There was a spirit of revival moved into that place. A spirit of revival began to move to people. Praise God. They begin to have courage again to rise up and build for the glory of God. Amen. Where's our courage at today? Where's our strength at today? To rise up and build for the glory of God. Amen. This thing's just about over. Amen. It's just about finished. But the Spirit to rise up and build. And the Bible says, verse 14, the Spirit and the Lord stirred up the Spirit, praise God, and said they came and did. He said, and the Spirit of the Lord of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. The Bible said God stirred up in all of them. See, it started at the king. And it trickled all the way down. I wonder where that trickling effect's going to start with us. Amen. I hope it's going to start with you and I. Amen. So it starts with us and it trickles to having courage to rise up and build something for the glory of God. I ask a question this morning. What kind of inheritance, what kind of heritage are you going to leave? When we're gone today, if God takes you out of here today, if He takes you out of here tomorrow or this week, and people stand over you, stand over that little box they put you in, and they can say, well, daddy, well, granny, well, mama, well, papa, well, they were. What kind of words could they say? What kind of lives have we lived? What kind of example have we set? Amen. Haggai said, it's time to rise up and build. It's time to take courage from the Lord. Yeah. Amen. It's time to act upon what we say we believe. Amen. It's not about you. It's not about me. Amen. Not about the selfishness of the Lord. It's about a holy and righteous God who loved us and gave Himself for you and I. Amen.